So, are you ready for the next wave? You're muted, so I have no idea, but let me hear you say yeah. I'm gonna put you all onto mic. Are you ready for the next phase?
Yes.
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 There we go.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Great. Oh, Tony, you put a two up. Fabulous. Awesome. That's great. I agree. Two says I agree. Great. Okay. So let's talk about the wholeness of your natural abundance. So again, today is all about your natural abundance. What is it that's going on for you? So in the worksheet, the homework you did, we were really eliciting aspects of your natural abundance. So in a way, what I was doing was getting you to look at different facets of your expression, because we sort of express ourselves in multiple ways. You've heard that from the various shares. And we often sort of end up deciding that one of those is better than the other for some reason. And we sort of, depending on the context of what's going on, and then we reduce ourselves to that, and then the rest gets left aside. That's perfectly natural. However, for our purposes, and certainly from the MPA perspective, the non-personal perspective, we're interested in wholeness, and wholeness is an all-inclusive, well, I mean wholeness anyway, is an all-inclusive thing. And for that, if we're going to look at these expressions through the eyes of wholeness, then we need to widen the aperture and become all-inclusive in that way. In fact, we need to look at those expressions as energy. Again, one of the core things with MPA is everything is energy. And looking at them as expressions of energy, each of those spews, or if you've done a list, that's fine too. Looking at them as energy, and then we get to find a cookie cutter or a connecting label that embodies it all. So, and don't worry, MPA makes this really simple. But let's talk a little bit just to remind you about what cookie cutters are. Cookie cutters are labels which point to a body of consciousness. So you can take an energy, and it doesn't matter whether the label is Ibalobla in a teapot or depression or ecstasy, your label points to that energy. But the thing we do with MPA is it helps you connect your words or your expression to the energy, and that's where you start to get traction. And it doesn't always look logical or make sense, and certainly the parts of your brain that are invested in hiding things away often complain about the fact that you've decided to call something Ibalobla I'm a teapot or whatever. But it's a very useful device, and I'm interested in useful for the purposes of clarity and moving things forward in this process over the month. So what you've all done in your homework is you've elicited, or the questions have elicited, a spew or a list, which is an expression of an energy. And we're now going to convert that expression to a single or a very simple, it doesn't have to be a single word, but a simple cookie cutter or description of that energy, because it will then embrace all of everything that is in that spew. So let's talk a little bit about how that works. So worksheet one, you've got seven inquiries and seven answers. So, and whether you wrote it as a list, as I said, or whether you've done it as a spew, because some people have written out a long spew, it works the same for this. So what we're going to be using here for this part one of today's call is what I call mindless sentence completion. I call it mindless sentence completion because it just invites you to not think about what comes out. But it works very simply. We'll be using a setup sentence with a blank void at the end. And then whatever pops in, I say first thought, best thought, which doesn't mean think of the first best thought. It means the first thought, whatever it is the best thought. Just whatever pops in to fill the void that your partner will create by the setup sentence. Is what you use, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's not right, even if it seems like the same thing you said last time, trust that. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go through the instructions of what you're going to do, then I'm going to invite one of you to be a guinea pig so we can demonstrate it so you can see how easy it is, and then I'm going to pair you up and you're going to do it with each other. We'll come back, find out what happened, and then move into part two. Okay, so here's the instructions. Now, if you've got a pen and paper, you might want to start writing down what you're going to need to say. It's very, very simple. But then you've got a note for being with your partner. One thing I'm going to get you to do is to write down, in preparation for when you work with your partner, a list just 1 to 7, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which obviously is going to be in relation to the 7 inquiries and how we work with those. Okay, so you can go ahead and do that. Now here's what's going to happen. When you get into pairs, I'm going to get you to ask your partner to read back their answer to each of the inquiries. So you'll say, okay, start with what are you making important right now, and they'll read back again. It might be a list, it might be whatever it is. So by reading it back, you'll get to sort of witness it, if it's yours, witness it yourself and hear yourself speak it out. And your partner will just be able to hear what's in that box. And then the facilitator, which is whoever the partner is who's not going first, will just do a sentence completion. So here's how it's going to look. You can write this down. Say to your partner after their first one, looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought, this is the energy of, and what I do is I sort of slightly go up at the end, it creates that void, and then if you're the person that's being taken through it, whatever pops in, whatever it is, just speak that out, so the facilitator will write it down. So it's dead easy. You're really just saying, okay, read back. If I do it lightly, I'd say, read back your answer to number one. What are you making important right now? Yada, 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 yada. Great. So looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of. And then if you're participating, you'll just go, oh, it's, what was my answer to number one? Peace. This is the energy of peace. It just pops out. It doesn't have to be positive. It could be whatever it is. So just, and then facilitator, write that down against number one. So hopefully that makes sense. And by the time we've gone through it with somebody, I'm sure it'll be very clear. Just so you have it, I'll say it again. You're going to be asking, and this will be the case for each 1 through 7, looking at your answer, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. This is the energy of. And again, just to be clear about mindless sentence completion, it's not a question, which would be, what is this the energy of? Because that's a very different thing. It's literally complete the sentence. This is the energy of, as you look at your thing. Pop it out, write it down, move on to number two, and just go through so you'll end up with a list of 7 energies, which is what we're listing here.